This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Dozens of bills are pending as Colorado lawmakers work to wind down the legislative session tomorrow. Here's CPR's Benta Berkland.
State lawmakers spent the last 4 months debating and passing hundreds of bills on topics as wide-ranging as transit to K-12 schools to workers' rights and elections. Governor Jared Polis recently signed the state budget, which made some spending cuts to Medicaid to help balance a deep shortfall. Lawmakers are scheduled to adjourn midnight Wednesday. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado's farmers and ranchers are bracing for a summer of drought. Western Slope agriculture producers and water managers met with Congressman Jeff Hurd Monday to discuss the water issues they face. Carlisle Currier is the president of the Colorado Farm Bureau. He says many producers expect to receive only about 20% to 40% of their amount of irrigation water.
They'll have to make tough decisions about how many, you know, what crops they raise, and some people are leaving a lot of acres vacant and not planting crops on them.
Currier is a fourth-generation farmer based in the Mesa County community of Molina. He says this is the worst water year he's ever seen. The Trump administration is ending a push to put conservation as a use for public lands. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
In 2024, the Biden administration issued a final rule that put conservation on par with other multiple uses of BLM public lands, such as oil and gas drilling, grazing, and recreation. In a Federal Register notice, the Trump administration says it will officially rescind the rule. The BLM and Interior say that the previous administration inappropriately elevated conservation as a use of public lands. They say getting rid of it will restore balance to federal land management. Several environmental groups criticize the move, saying it flouts the BLM's legal mandate and the wishes of the American people.
That was Caitlin Kim in Washington, D.C. This is CPR News.